Can we talk about how fun it is to go to the movies with Potsy?
Yeah. People listen to this show and they hear Potsy and they're like, Sunday, Monday, happy day.
Wait, does anybody, is that where their brain goes, happy days? Does anybody know
Not
happy
anymore,
days?
Not anymore, but...
Nobody that listens to the show knows happy days.
I mean, my brain doesn't Cheryl go Butler. To the show. My brain goes to our friend.
So, yeah, for those of you who don't know, we have a very dear friend who's a pastor here at Christ Community named Stephen Gooch, but since he was a little kid, he's been known as Potts. And Potsy and Zini and all kinds of other
yeah.
names.
Yeah.
Fee by his brother.
Never called him Steve, ever.
Yeah.
I think Miss Tina is the only one who calls him Steve.
Steven, yeah. Anyway, one time my family was in Huntsville, Alabama, visiting some other family, and I wasn't able to go, so I'm here by myself. So I was like, I'm going to go to the movies with Potsy. And we went to see the original Guardians of the Galaxy, and he was just like, I just feel like I'm going to hate this because it's just like superheroes and spaceships and stuff. And I was like, just trust me. Mm. And we went, and believe me when I tell you that he laughed so loud that a couple of people left the theater.
I know, he's amazing.
They kept looking back at him, and they eventually just, they actually left Guardians of the Galaxy. They could not, but he laughed so, it was so fun, because it's like, that's who you want to go to movies with.
Imagine being that person. This guy's having too much fun, therefore I cannot have any fun. Golly. Just a black hole.
But, last night we're watching In the Heights. A big group of people and Potts is there, and this dude is trying to pick up this girl in this movie, and he's working hard. I mean, it's really awkward and pitiful, his pickup, but like after all this effort, she just looks at him and she's like, you got something on your shirt. And the whole theater is dead silent except Potsy, and he says,
that's cold.
At the top of his lungs, yeah. That's cold. And oh gosh, it was so funny. And there was one that he did that I didn't think you were gonna stop laughing.
Yeah, he just caught me off guard. I missed the next 30 seconds. I turned to Maddie and I was like, wait, I didn't think he was gonna go now. You know, I was so caught off guard. I remember what he said though.
Well, it was just that this guy and this girl, like, they finally kissed. And when they kissed, like, it's just a really dramatic, really intense, really sweet moment. And, you know, for someone like me that's cared about the story for a long, long time, I'm like on the verge of tears.
Gatekeeper.
And Potsy just goes, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't stop laughing.
And then I just heard Thomas just dying. I could hear two things at once.
I snorted at one point.
I know. I could hear you laughing, and then you started talking to your wife, and laughing with her, and then I heard her little laugh, and then... like her junior Maddie laugh.
Junior Maddie?
Yeah. Because she has a big Maddie laugh, yeah. And then she has a junior version of it.
Man, like, that's funny. The thing in that movie that kept happening is they would dance a lot, and Maddie would just be like, gosh, you would love that, wouldn't you? Although, you would be terrible at it, wouldn't you?
I sincerely hope, friends, that you have somebody in your life that's like Potsy that just doesn't care about convention, and then in the middle of a movie will just respond to it like that.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Doesn't care about convention. Yeah.
Yeah, because look, I always think movies are so much more fun when people respond and when people like at the end of a movie, if people clap for it. Hmm. I just think that's so much fun.
Yeah.
But that's what's great about Potsy is he just doesn't care. The guy is 65 years old and he's just going to look at that theater, look at that screen and say, that's cold.
That's cold. That's amazing.
It was awesome. It was awesome. But I'm also the guy that would like never do anything like that. So it's fun to have somebody like that in my life.
Oh.
Here's a question. This is just kind of an inside question, but like, have you ever like taken a Young Life guy to a movie because you wanted to hang out with him, and then like it was a really, really bad movie and you're like, I've made a huge mistake?
No, but I know someone who has.
I know someone who has too. Like he was trying to reach out to this guy, trying to care about him, and he took him to a movie that was so bad that like it's one of those things that's like it's threatening to undo like his whole ministry.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's a wonder that guy came to know the Lord anyway, after that moment.
Yeah. Isn't he a Kentucky fan?
Well, the guy who, the kid that was, the person who was the Young Life kid who was taken to the movie is definitely a Kentucky fan.
Okay. No, I took someone to see Get Out, mm-hmm. which I felt, I was like, I don't know if I should do this. And then ended up, we left that movie like tight. It was like, that's the best movie both of us have ever seen. And we couldn't stop talking about it.
I took my entire campaigner group to see one of the Planet of the Apes movies. It was, that was a classic. And Nick Waraxa had one of the most classic yeah. lines ever. Welcome Remember to Ancient that. And New. This is a movie review podcast. Where we're also going to talk about,
I would be so bad if it was. I'm not good at movies.
Well, are you, is your stance toward movies the same as your stance towards every meal that you eat? Like, oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, if I watch the whole thing. It's hard for me to, like, if it's a Wednesday night and Maddie and I are sitting at home and she's like, pick a movie, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
I watch like 20 trailers and then we're 45 minutes in. It's like, well, might as well go to bed. I just can't. It's just so long. They're so long. What if you don't like it?
That's your nineness.
What if you don't like the movie and it's just, but it's 2 hours long and it's 2 hours of your life when you could have been outside playing.
You and I, it's so funny. You and I are so different and we're so similar on so many things, but that's a place where we're so different.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, crank up a movie. I can't wait. We're going to look at a psalm today. Thomas and I are both going to talk about the same scripture. So buckle in. I'm going to read quite a bit.
This here. Episode is half price.
Half of nothing? If there was a price, what we would say is, like, tell a friend. That would be the only constant. Tell your friends.
So our audienceship can go from 1 to 2.
That's right. Psalm 103. David wrote this psalm. We're both going to look at this today. Here we go. Buckle in. I'm going to read this whole thing. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it's gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his domain. Or dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. All right. That's a bunch. There's a lot that we could talk about there. So what's like the first place that you kind of feel magnetized?
Yeah, I think a lot of it that caught my eye was the way it speaks about sin. And it uses the word iniquity and transgression. And this one to me, this psalm in particular, and this passage of scripture, It's very helpful and very recentering, because I think my natural bent on how to feel about sin is, it's just when I sin, I feel a certain way about myself, right? And what I believe is now expected of me and what I believe I deserve and all these things. And the way this talks about sin, it has nothing, I mean, like, it is just all kind, right?
Well, I think if I could develop like a little bit of my version of your thought right there.
Please, because like
everything that I would assume would happen when I sin, the opposite happens.
Like, right.
Okay, so I assume when I sin, I assume God's angry. And one thing this psalm says is he's slow to anger. When
I didn't mean to do that.
The agreement, y'all.
I didn't even mean to do that. Oh.
Like I assume he's automatically angry. It says he's slow to anger. I assume that he looks at me and he's like, what in the world were you thinking? Like, I don't understand how you could be like that. Mm-hmm. But it says that he remembers how we are formed. He remembers that we're dust. Like he knows that I have weaknesses. That like he understands that about me. It's, I assume that he would turn away from me. And it says that he is compassionate and gracious. Mm-hmm. I assume that, that he's going to keep a list of, like, my natural just assumption is that like God would like keep a list of like, here's all the bad, here's your permanent record. Mm. And what it says is he has removed our sin from us as far as the east is from the west. It's like every single thing that I would naturally think about sin.
Right.
What this psalm does is it goes down into all those things and says, no, it's the opposite.
Right.
No, he's gracious.
Right.
No, he's patient. No, he understands you. He understands why you did that. No, he has actually gotten rid of the record of it.
Like, right.
Actually, His love is as high as the heavens are above the earth. Like, it's like, I assume that he would, like, one of the things that they talk about in parenting is like, when you're disciplining your child, make sure that the punishment fits the crime. Mm-hmm. And this literally says he does not treat us as our sins deserve.
Right.
It's
right.
Like the punishment does not fit the crime. It's right. The opposite of that.
Right.
And so that's kind of the first place. It's like, when I think about sin, it's like, oh, it's everything I would assume. It's the opposite.
Right. Right. I like the way this starts as well. It's probably easy to jump straight to all the other stuff because there's so many, this whole thing, it's filled from top to bottom with amazing stuff. Right. But there's a cool thing at the beginning, I think, where it, you know, David is just repeating, praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul. And then it kind of lists a few things about him that I think are super cool. Right. That, who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires and good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I think it's really cool. He's saying, you know, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And then he just gives a bunch of lists of things that are 100% praiseworthy.
Yeah, that's right.
And he didn't have to do that, you know? I don't think there's a manual for like, we don't have to have a ton of reasons to pray. The fact that we exist and that we haven't been destroyed and that
I'm not a greasy spot on the ground.
Exactly.
And lightning bolt.
And that Jesus died for us. Like all these, that's really all we need. Right.
Yeah.
And I just love, and I think it's cool because all those things are true. And I think it's a cool reminder from David that like, even though like all those other things are 100% true and praiseworthy, the fact that Jesus died for me is literally where it should just stop at. It yeah. could just stop there and I should always praise the Lord for it. And I should have no bent in any other direction except for that because of that. Yet this thing is full of reasons why other amazing things about him. They're just full of goodness. And I think it's an amazing thing about the Lord. He didn't stop. His amazing and awesome and holiness, all the awesome things about him didn't just stop with the cross. There's still so many cool things about his character and his makeup that are daily praiseworthy on top of the fact that we have been saved. I think it's such a cool thing.
Yeah. That, I mean, it's what you're like, the way that I was thinking about what you were just saying there is that David gives you a playbook.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, all right. Okay. So when I was reading this initially, as we got into the episode, one of the things that I was thinking is like, man, I need to remember this for the next time I'm hanging with somebody and they're telling me just like, man, my scripture reading is just dry right now. Like I'm just not, it's like, hey, if that's ever the case, just like pull the ripcord and read Psalm 103
right.
for like a week.
Yeah.
Just like, just camp out there. and like build a campfire, hang out and start every day by that fire, mm-hmm. you know, like just go there because it's so rich,
right.
But it's in a similar vein. Like if you're having a day where you're just like, look, I know it's something funky in me. I got a weird attitude, or maybe it's the barometric pressure. I've got, I'm tired. I've got a cold or something. Like, I can't think of any reason to praise the Lord. It's like, cool. We have enshrined here like a playbook.
Right.
Like, it's like when you're playing Madden and like the play ends and then immediately they bring up the playbook and you can just like cycle through all the different like running plays and pass plays and stuff you can do. Or if you're on defense, it's like, you can just like read down through this list and find one of them. And you know, it's just like, oh man, he crowns me with love and compassion. Just take a minute and think about what that's like. Like the thing that covers your head is the love of God and the way he cares about you.
Mm.
And just let that just like, okay, that's going to sit on top of my head today.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, it's like when you see somebody and they're wearing a hat, it's the first thing you see is their hat, you know, unless they're like Ronald Acuna Jr. and they have bright yellow shoes.
Yeah.
Like just bright yellow high top cleats.
Yeah.
But like otherwise you're going to see their hat first. And it's just like, that's the hat that I'm wearing on my head. Mm. It's like that God loves me. He just loves me and he cares about me. Like he's compassionate. Like the way that like when you think about something you're compassionate about, like that you see this or you hear about this and your heart is twinged. Like you just like, you just have a little squeeze on your heart. Like, ooh, I care about that.
Right.
And it's like, oh, that makes me that makes me pause. That makes me feel. And it's like, whoa, that's what happens inside God's heart when he thinks about me. He's just like, ooh, oh, that dude gives me a squeeze on my heart.
Right.
It's like, I just want to, it's like, and that's just one of the things in the playbook as we're cycling down through the offensive and defensive plays. It's like, if my heart is dry or I don't have a reason to praise the Lord, it's like, I have a playbook here.
Mm. Yeah. It's, about halfway through, there's a really cool thing that kind of gives you a good, well, I guess it's 2/3 of the way through. So, but there's the thing in here that gives me a perspective about like what I should care about in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's the part about the life of mortals is like grass. And it says they flourish like a flower in the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone and its place remembers it no more. So like that could be a thing where you could say, oh, that stinks. Like that's super depressing. That's a bummer. Like my life here as a human being is just tiny and insignificant. And I will, you know, wither as soon as the weather changes and it's over. And then it keeps going and it says, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. I think it's so cool because it's like, man, when I think about that, those first few talking about the life of mortals, it helps me to think about what I really should put my stock in while I'm here. Like if I'm so wrapped up in this world and everything and I'm, you know, I just for lack of a better term, I just love this place and I love everything about it. And I love my, all the stuff. And I'm trying to prove myself to everyone here and I'm trying to win the affection of everyone here. Like
I almost said the word reputation.
Yeah.
Right. When you said
it's a good call. I just thought of Taylor Swift, but it like all that's going to happen is I'm going to be a tumbleweed, you know, like that's what I'm going to turn into. And I'm going to blow across the screen in some Western movie and no one's going to remember me after that.
Well, you know this and better than anybody because you notice things like this more than anybody, but like we have right in front of our front porch is this big old like hickory tree and it just dumps stuff on my porch every day. It just drops things, especially when the leaves are coming in and there's pollen and stuff, little pollen polyps, just like it just trashes my front porch every single day. And I got a leaf blower and like one of the last things I do, like, you know, at the end of the day and the beginning of the morning is like, I just blow the porch off with the leaf blower. Just whoop, takes 20 seconds and it's all gone. Mm-hmm. And when he's talking about the life of mortals like this and all of their stuff and all of their accolades and all their accomplishments and all their reputation, I just think about, all the stuff from that hickory tree that falls on my porch. It's like, boom, you're gone in 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's so cool. But that's not how the Lord feels about us.
Right.
And that's not how our life with Him has to be. It's not how our life with Him will be. And I think that's so cool because it just makes this world feel, it makes a crummy day feel less crummy. It makes, you know, it puts a wonderful, amazing, great, fantastic day in a little bit more perspective. It's like,
yeah,
that was awesome. Yeah, that was crappy. At the end of the day, like, eventually they're just going to be like a tumbleweed. They're just going to be stuff that was blown off your porch.
Yeah.
And that could all sound super depressing and bummer-ish until you remember, like, the part in verse 17 where it says, from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him.
Wow.
Everlasting to everlasting is a long time. You can't even get your head around it.
No.
You know, it's like, it's one of those things that I probably have heard 1,000 times, but I haven't thought about very much.
Yeah.
There's language and things, like, even in this psalm, like, as far as the east is from the west, it's just like, that doesn't even make sense when you really think about it. There's no way of understanding it because of how it works. And the love of the Lord for me lasts an amount of time I can't even fathom. It's like in Philippians where Paul talks about peace that passes all understanding. You're just like, wait, what? When you think about that a second time, you're just like, hold on, what?
Yeah, like you could put a think tank on this for decades and they would not be able to figure out a way to express it to where your brain could comprehend it.
Nope.
That's so cool. Can we talk about angels for a second?
Yeah, they keep me surrounded. I was going to, for some reason, I thought I was going to quote a Chance the Rapper song and it just didn't come into my head quick enough. What? I'm just tired right now. Is that what it is?
Well, I mean, you literally agreed earlier to a thing by yawning. And
I just yawned again.
I was like, and I'm actually catching you in one. Okay. So I want to talk about these angel verses at the end of this. Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, all His heavenly hosts, you His servants who do His will. Praise the Lord, all His works, everywhere in His dominion. Like, it's so interesting. I've forgotten that this psalm that I love so much, like, ends with a little bridge about angels. And, like, I think that for most people that I run with that know the Lord, angels is one of the things in the scriptures that we think about the least.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
It can feel a little flaky.
Yeah.
You know, and not only that, but like popular art has completely ruined our concept
of
angels.
Right, right. I literally, all I can think about when you say angels are those little like
precious moments.
That's, I was going to say.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that terrible? Our concept, that's probably a super demonic thing that our concept of angels has been hijacked by precious moments.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like literally like little toddlers with eyes the size of Thomas's eyes.
Hey, they're here. That's the one thing I have in common with them. We have big eyes.
You and fake angels.
Yeah, fake angels. Me and those little, like, well, I don't even know if they're made ceramic. I don't know. They're like clay or something.
Yeah, or like I'm thinking about them on greeting cards.
Oh no, we just had them.
You just had this little ceramic version.
That's what our nativity scenes were made out of.
Oh, it was precious moments. Mm-hmm. You had a precious moments nativity scene.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. But like, yeah, but I mean, we've talked about this before, but in scripture, angels are, they're like special forces soldiers of God. Like when it says, praise the Lord, all ye heavenly hosts, that means the army, like heaven's army. That's what that word hosts means. And these guys are like the Green Beret Navy SEALs. I know I'm mixing up the branches, but like I'm trying to underline the fact that these guys are God's. They're not just messengers. They're messengers, but they are like, they're messengers on patrol. They're military forces and they're bad to the bone. There's a place in 2 Kings where one angel wipes out in one night an army of 185,000 soldiers by himself. And just like, and he just calls them mighty ones who do his bidding. And it's, wow. There's a place in Hebrews chapter 1 that says that angels are servants and flames who are there to serve the ones who will inherit salvation, which is us. Mm. Like their job is to care about us and to take care of us and to watch out for us. Like the military patrols that they're assigned to, there are ones that are, like, there's a place where Jesus talks about the little children, like their angels always see the face of my Father. And it's like, there are angels that are assigned to people. Mm. You can't see them. You can't perceive them or hear them. They're watching you. There's a place where David was going to go into a battle and the Lord said, don't go into the battle until you hear marching in the tops of the trees.
Right. Wow.
And it's just like, David had angels assigned to him. You have angels assigned to you. And it's like, sometimes I like to think about them and like give them nicknames. That's,
yeah.
This feels like a very vulnerable moment for me.
Well, honestly, if you weren't going to say it, I was going to say it about you, because I knew this about you.
And so like, because
I'm glad I didn't, because I would have felt guilty.
Well, and the reason that I started doing that is so that I will think about them more. That's, and it's
cool.
Just like,
that's cool.
that there are creatures that I can't comprehend that he says they are mighty and they do his bidding. And I know that they're here to take care of us. And it's like, that just calms me down.
Yeah.
And I think we should think about it more.
Right.
You know, it's just like, God loves me. He understands me. He's separated my sin from me. Also, he has unbelievably like powerful cosmic beings who like run around and take care of me.
Right.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's like, I feel pretty good today.
I know. I think, I wonder what it would do in us as believers to just like, what, I mean, what if you took 30 seconds every day and read this psalm? Like, even if it was like,
yeah,
a quiet time warm up, like it was like, well, I'm actually doing this thing. It's like, well, just start with this one real quick.
You know what it's like? It's like pushing that little bulb on your lawnmower just to get gas.
Yeah,
it's in
a primer.
Yeah. Just push the little primer bulb just before you mow the grass. Boom, 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 boom. Just get the engine ready to go.
Yeah. That's amazing. My leaf blower has a dry rotted fuel line. So when you push the thing, it squirts gas out everywhere. You're just like, oh, bummer. No, I think though, if we read this every day, it would change a lot about ourselves. I think if we thought, there's a lot of thoughts that we just don't think
enough,
and that I think as Christians, we don't give enough air to, and we give a lot of air to other things that stink, whether they're just unhealthy things from Satan or things about the world or whatever the thing is. I think it's funny what we'll fan from spark into flame.
Yes.
That is unhelpful. And what we won't do that with, that would be extremely helpful. Right. Like,
totally agreed.
And this is not me preaching at anybody except myself. Like, you know, when I start pushing a lawnmower around my yard, it's just me and my head for 45 minutes. And if I'm not careful, I leave that with gritted teeth because I've thought through my whole last month and I've got something going on and I'm thinking about it. And now all of a sudden I've steamrolled out of control. I'm not saying that like every time I mow, I need to read Psalm 103 and just think about a thought the whole time. But I'm saying I'm really good at stuff like that. I'm really good at fanning into flame the thoughts that can wreck my day a lot better than I am at the fanning into flame the thoughts that could totally transform my day from being a disaster to just beautiful.
Yeah, we're too hard on ourselves.
We're way too hard on ourselves and unkind to ourselves and to others. There's just all kinds of things that we are good at that we don't need to be anymore.
That's it, dude. You nailed it.
Thanks.
Nailed it. That's awesome. Hey, you crushed it. That's where we need to end. I do want to say before we sign off that if you've never listened to it before, we produce another podcast called The Water Tower. And Thomas gave a talk on the most recent episode that's coming out this week or is out by the time you're hearing this. It's very cool. It's just very good.
Thank you.
And you should listen to it. It's called Look at the Birds. And Episode 61, The Water Tower. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts.
Look at the birds. Look how they fly for you.
This is amazing. Like, you haven't sung on the podcast in a while.
Yeah, I just changed some lyrics to a very good song.
Yeah, like, yeah, you changed it from Stars, right?
Yeah.
yeah, so that used to be a thing. Thomas used to sing on, like, every episode.
That was probably, like, season... Well, we're still on season one, right? I'm just trying to think what season one. I think we've been doing this for together probably for 5 years now.
Really?
Yeah. I would say we started this in 2016. Well, we rebooted in 2016 or something like that.
That's incredible.
Don't you think? Probably when I started working here?
Yeah, probably.
Or maybe even before.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's nuts. Fun. Yeah. I mean, in 2018, we were doing this in Spain.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
Gosh, thanks for hanging with us, folks.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, there's some people who have been in there, in the dugout.
They're loyal, and they don't need to be. I mean, there are times when if I was listening to the show, I would have quit, probably. Just thinking about things I've said.
That's a good place for us to roll out, right?
Yeah.
Look, you're already so hard on yourself.
Dang it. This is evidence that I'm not preaching at anybody. I'm not preaching at nobody but
that's
me.
Right. That's right. Hey, thanks for joining us, guys. We love y'all. I'm Lee.
I'm Thomas.
This has been HNN New.
I am lost. I know not where I run or where I walk. Been strung out on this road for far too long. I am lost. And I am low. Where did all the joy inside me go? I'm out here all alone, I'm in the cold. I am low. I don't have direction, I need love, I need protection, I am low. Savior picked me up, turned me around. He called my name, that captivating sound. I am found. I am found. I am found.
One, two, three, four.
What you did, not what I do. Made me new. And I am shame. My old life is up and gone away. Even when I feel and look the same, I am shame. Because I have saved your paid for, I am chained. Because I have a Savior and all my sins are paid for, I am chained. And I am new. No matter what I've done or what I do, although I keep forgetting that it's forevermore. chosen, I am yours. You bought me, I am broken, but it's me that you have chosen. The cross, the moment when we thought all hope was lost, you took my debt away, you paid my cost at the cross. I am free, not the man you once knew me to be. Cut my chains, unbound my hands and feet. I am free. You love me, you're my Father, you're my bread and living water. I am free. You love me, you're my Father, you're my bread and living water. I am free. You love us, you're our Father, we are sons and we are daughters, we are free.